Welcome to Chapter 6. I think you will find this selection interesting, but the first paragraph may be challenging. Ready? As you might have guessed, that 1600 cubic centimeter air-cooled Volkswagen engine was just not powerful enough for me, so I traded in the fastback for a new muscle car, a 1970 Pontiac Le Mans two-door hardtop with a 350 cubic inch engine, four-barrel carburetor, dual exhaust, bucket seats, and a console for an additional $4,200. It was a beauty that I drove for several years, but that car almost cost me my driver's license because of the demerit points I accumulated from speeding tickets. To retain it, I very humbly had to attend a defensive driving course to gain two extra demerits. It seemed so unfair because, in my youthful opinion, I felt I could drive safer at high speeds than some old fogey at the posted speed limit. That argument never did get me any favors from the officers. Promotion to a court reporter too, and employment in Supreme Court and District Court, which years later were amalgamated and named Court of Queen's Bench and now Court of King's Bench, was based on seniority, and there are some interesting points that I should mention. First, I cannot think of any career where women were absolutely considered equal to men in competence, stature, and pay. However, it was in my era, when I was still a student, that a couple of the more mature female reporters in Supreme Court were finally allowed to also report murder trials, rape trials, and divorces. Before that, those types of cases were considered too distressing for women, and only male reporters were assigned to them. Pretty strange, eh? A lot happened in 1972. To start with, I got married to my high school sweetheart, Marge. We had a big reception at the community hall in Wildwood instead of Evansburg because their hall couldn't accommodate the 300-person guest list that included a lot of court reporters. It was a gala event with a four-piece band from Edmonton that mainly played polkas and two-steps with their drums, guitar, accordion, and combination of trumpet and saxophone. We drove to Edmonton later that night after the dance, and the next day caught a plane to London to start our five-week honeymoon. We spent a few days in London and took a hovercraft to Paris. Our plan was to buy a used car and travel across Europe. In talking with our friendly hotel receptionist in Paris, she offered to ask her boyfriend if he would help buy the car for us because as tourists, we would surely get hosed. We took her up on that offer, and the next day the four of us drove to a used car lot. The boyfriend asked us to remain in his car while he went in and made a deal. We waited a long time, about an hour, and then he drove out with this funny-looking Citroën. In its prime, it probably was a luxury car because it was fully powered and had seats that folded down into a bed. With a price tag of only $400, it couldn't have been better. We treated the couple to a nice supper at a fancy restaurant afterwards, and I gave him $50 for his helpfulness. After touring France for a few days and mainly sleeping in our car, we drove to Spain. I anticipated that seeing a bullfight in Barcelona would be the highlight of our trip, and I was especially excited about that when we bought the tickets. We did manage to stay until a few of the scheduled 10 bulls were slaughtered before we walked out. I would describe them as slow, torturous deaths in the name of sport or entertainment. I had helped my dad butcher animals on the farm, and from his example and teachings, it was ingrained in me to be humane. These bullfights were barbaric. Barcelona was a beautiful place with the old architecture and flowers and fountains, but that bullfight experience prompted us to leave Spain quicker than we had planned and head for Italy. I feel we were blessed to have our own mode of transportation and being able to travel freely without any fixed schedule. Crossing borders between France and Spain and Italy was as easy as traveling between Alberta and BC. We did see touristy things in Italy, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, which we found to be unimpressive. We mainly spent our days at a beach along the Mediterranean. I don't remember the name of it or exactly where it was, but it was very popular because there were washrooms and a shower, as well as non-stop American music playing from the food outlet. A favorite that was requested by the beachgoers was Knock Three Times by Tony Orlando and Dawn. This venue worked perfectly for our sleep-in-the-car trip. After a few days, we left there and decided to treat ourselves to a nice hotel when we visited the Monte Carlo Casino in Monaco. However, as was the case with the Leaning Tower, it paled in comparison to hotels and casinos along the Strip in Vegas.